feel empowered when it comes to searching for jobs. Do your homework. Go out there and market yourself. Follow up.
Do you want to be the absolute best candidate for a job you'll love in a career with balance? Veteran leadership career catalyst Jonathan Flax is teaming up with leading executive search professionals to provide you with cutting-edge career transition strategies. Welcome to Career Transition Experts. And now, here's your host, Jonathan Flax.
All right, welcome. I am so pleased to introduce Chris Gardner, the co-founder and CEO of Artemis Consultants. After consistently being a top producer for the recruiting firms he worked for, Chris went out on his own and started Artemis Consultants in 2005 to help software, technology, and B2B service companies find the industry-specific talent they need in areas like executive leadership, sales, IT, and professional services. Welcome, Chris. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you for having me, Jonathan.
Really a pleasure. Is there anything else I missed? And is there something you could tell us, like, what's the one thing that if listeners stick around for this episode, who are you and what are they going to learn about that'll make a difference?
Well, you know, I want to be able to help individuals in your network feel empowered when it comes to searching for jobs. Searching for a job can just take so much time and energy. And if you're not a professional at it, it's very difficult to go about it. And I'm sure it can be confusing for a lot of individuals. And I think you can break some things down and provide a couple nuggets that can give them some very specific guidance.
Great. All right. So let's talk about what would be, in your words, the one most important thing candidates really need to focus on if they want to make a smooth career transition.
Well, you want to network a lot, right? But you want to network not only with the individuals that you know of. To me, networking goes out there, or networking also means to go out there and identify net new relationships and net new individuals that you haven't yet talked to, but they are either running the places that you want to pursue or they're working at places that you'd like to work at.
So networking is key. We talk about networking a lot. How would you define or describe networking and, you know, effective means, you know, methods?
So one of the mistakes that I hear too many people make whenever they are networking is they don't get very specific when they tell their friends, hey, you know, I'm looking for a job, or, you know, I'm unemployed, or, you know, I'm employed, but I want to take a look for something else, so keep me in mind. That's not helpful. If you are looking for a job, you want to be very specific with your network and your associates and your friends. Say, hey, I'm looking for a job. I'm looking for a sales job with a SaaS-based company that does human capital management, or I've got a great background in, you know, XYZ technology, XYZ software. And you want to be very specific with that. Otherwise, you're going to get a lot of referrals from people. Hey, I saw that Midas was hiring. Well, I'm not a mechanic, man. I'm not a salesperson at a software company, you know? And so that's why I encourage people to even have their 15, 20 second elevator pitch, that when they do talk to somebody, they get very specific about the role, location, industry, expertise. You got to be able to be very, very specific like that.
Yeah, it's really great. We concur. We talk about a purpose statement that that in a sentence or two really pinpoints those key elements. And you sent me over a document that we can share if you give us permission. Can we link that to our in the show notes?
Yes.
8 tips. I think the first or second one, you use the word tremendous value. Highlight your tremendous value. Is that along the same line? Say more about that.
Yeah, you know, I saw this quote on LinkedIn, and I even told it to my 20-year-old, soon to be 20-year-old son, you know, that if you can make yourself valuable, you know, your people will flock towards you. You know, you have to figure out what are you valuable to others? What makes you valuable to other individuals? And the reason I put you have tremendous value is that I have found a lot of individuals that when they are in that search mode, sometimes they're in that search mode because they were let go And that has a supreme psychological effect on individuals. And I wanted people to feel encouraged. I want people to know that you have value. You had value at your last employer. You will find value at another employer. And I just think it's something people need to hear, because it can be very easy to get down in the doldrums and kick yourself. And I want people to know and feel valuable. I want them to feel empowered.
Yeah, I love your message about empowerment. What is someone, how can someone regain their confidence about their value? You're absolutely right. Even some of the smartest and most successful people, when they get laid off, or if they've been downsized, or even if they're currently working but got sort of squeezed into a role that's not a fit, it can really throw one's confidence. How does someone rebuild that?
You know, I'll reference this. When I was a recruiter at a local staffing agency, it was probably in the late 90s, and all we did was place administrative assistants, secretaries, and medical assistants in more entry-level positions. And I was straight commissioned back here in the day. Well, I still am straight commissioned, self-employed, but I was 25 years old and straight commissioned with a mortgage. Anyway.
Yeah. I can relate. I was in that situation myself around that time in my life.
I know. And with a child. Like, oh my God, what am I doing here?
Wow. Another thing we have in common.
Yeah. Thank God my wife had a job with healthcare and had a good income to service through those years. But my point being that I would have, much like anybody else in sales, would have these dramatic ups and downs in their income and success. And there would be a couple months where I would just be so down on myself. And the manager would say, okay, look back at your June, July, and August. Look back, because we used to keep our cards about all the placements that we had. You were the number one producer from June, July, and August. In September, 1 month. And he said something to me that I'll never forget. He said, one day doesn't make a week. 1 week doesn't make a month. 1 month doesn't make a year. And one bad year doesn't make a career.
Wow. That's
you're allowed to have a bad week, a bad month, even a bad year. It doesn't make your entire career. And concurrent to that idea, Jonathan, one of the things I suggest people to do, especially the executive level individuals, to answer your question another way, is ideally you're in a situation where you're updating your resume with those accomplishments. And so you should be able to look back and reflect on your resume and remember some very specific accomplishments that you think, bam, that was pretty freaking good. Yeah. I can't pass there. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very good. I love that perspective. It's very empowering. Tell us a little more about networking and how you see networking either supporting or supplanting your work as a recruiter. How do people network with you? What's the best way to build a relationship with a recruiter like yourself? Give our listeners something along those lines.
Yeah, I don't know how many other recruiters you've interviewed in the past, Jonathan, but you know, to be candid, you probably already know this, and I'll just put it out there for your audience. The companies pay our fees, right? So we're going to be a lot more diligent about being available for companies. And the not talked about reality in the recruiting industry is that if an individual is not able to fulfill a role that we are currently working on, our ability to be a resource for them is really limited. So it's really timing. And so I share that because many times, this is something we talk about having beers with other recruiters, is there'll be times in different economies where we'll get inundated with requests from candidates, and understandably so. I just want to put the message out there that it's helpful to know that a recruiter's ability to be that immediate resource is largely linked to the searches that they have going on right now. And that's part of the reason why I came up with this document, is that I wanted individuals to be able to feel empowered and know what a recruiter would do if you paid us the fee that a company would pay us, the work that we would do in reverse. And that's partly why I came up with that document.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah, we try to educate people about that, not take it personally if they don't hear back from a recruiter. It just means that job isn't going to be a fit. But you put it perfectly, that being that your work is for the companies, you just don't have the ability to be the kind of resource that some people think you are supposed to be, because aren't you supposed to help them get a job? No, that's not your role. And that's why we have great relations. We've done almost 60 interviews now with recruiters, and many of whom are affiliates of ours. And when that person who needs that extra help with a resume, interview skills, confidence, they send them our way, and we help them polish that up with our individual and our group coaching program. I didn't mean to plug our coaching program here. I never do in our program, but I on our podcast, but I do make mention of it, in our show notes of how people can reach us. And we will make sure that people could also reach you and get that document. What else, as we begin to wrap up, do you think would be valuable to a candidate who's looking for those unadvertised jobs, looking for situations to follow up? So often they hear radio silence, being positive. What can you say about that?
Glad you brought that up, because that's one of the things that is I even talk to my kids about is don't be a victim. There's always a way for you to find a path out, either create one or just find the best path out there. And what I mean by that is, when it comes to job searching, too oftentimes I've seen individuals, they just focus on what they see advertised out there. They just go to CareerBuilder, they're going to LinkedIn, they're going to Indeed, whatever the case may be, and they don't see anything that's a fit, and they just throw up their hands and say, well, that's all I can do. No, that's not all you can do. That's the least you could do. What I encourage people to do is really look inside and say, what organizations or what industries do you think you have value? What kind of company would really value your expertise, your knowledge, your experience? And then go out there and do the homework. After you identify the industries, then identify the very specific companies and do your homework and go to those companies and find out who the hiring managers are, find out who the CEO or the CRO or the CTO, whatever's applicable, for your level of expertise, and go out there and market yourself. And when you do market yourself, have it an omni-channel approach. Have it both an email, phone call, in mail, snail mail. I even talked about even writing articles about them just to get their attention. And it's a lot of follow-up. It's just like sales. When you're hunting for a job, you're in sales. You can't just try one time. You got to do it multiple attempts.
Really great views, really great points. And really appreciate your energy in your desire to empower people, including our listening audience right now. So a couple other questions I'd like to ask guests. One is, one of the reasons we connected is the name of your business is Artemis. And I'm actually in the midst of reading, really listening to an audible of a book called Ready Player One, where one of the characters is named Artemis. I may be a reference to Artemis Fowl, but tell us how you chose Artemis and what's the meaning to you of having your business be named Artemis Consultants?
That's a great question. And thank you for asking that, Jonathan. When I had the opportunity and I decided to go out on my own, a good friend of mine said, look, so many people in the recruiting industry, they use their last name, Gardner and Associates or, Gardner Search Firm. And yeah. I just didn't want that, because for me, it didn't seem like an opportunity to build a team of individuals that wanted to be a part of something that only had my last name. So it was suggested that I go out there and take a look at Greek mythology. And so I thought, okay. So I went out there and looked at Greek mythology, and I found out I got no further than from the A's. And I saw the word Artemis and looked at the meaning, and Artemis was the Greek goddess of the hunt. Well, we're headhunters.
So yeah.
Artemis it was. So that's how I got the name.
I love it. It's fantastic. I'm at a club that has a bar called Neptune's, and the launch boat's called Neptune's. I forgot to mention, in case our listeners, if you're listening to this podcast, you hear some howling of the wind and clunking around, is because I actually am having my first podcast recording that I'm conducting from the deck of Gypsy Soul, a Beneteau 37-foot sailboat. That we're getting ready for a cruise. My last question to you, Chris, is about music. I'm a musician, and I love asking guests, do you have a favorite artist, a favorite singer, a favorite composer, band, or style, whatever, however you'd like to answer that question.
You know, that's a good question too. I got to tell you, mine ranges dramatically, but my default go-to, I'm almost embarrassed to say this, but my default go-to is Yacht Rock Radio. I love that classic, you know, smooth kind of 70s vibe. That's I got to tell you, I can jam to some Eminem and 21 Pilots too. So it just
spans a
wide range.
Coincidentally, on Friday, just this past Friday, my new acoustic clambake duo, it's called Acoustic Clambake, and our subtitle is, you know, the name of the band is Acoustic Clambake, and our music is classic rock, yacht rock, and a little reggae. I only discovered that yacht rock was a genre about 4 years ago. But so that I'm actually calling you from what is considered a yacht, I'm happy to hear that that's a favorite style of yours and mine.
Absolutely.
Chris, thank you so much for being a guest on the Career Transition Experts, and we look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Hey, thank you for having me, Jonathan.
Thank you very much for listening to the Career Transition Experts. We hope you got something of value and would love to hear from you on what you did learn and how this episode made a difference. If you'd like to contact or reach our guests, take a look at the show notes, and you can also find there a link where we will send you a free copy of our resume preparation checklist. If there's anything we can do to help you fulfill your vision and make that transition smoothly, contact us. We are here for you. Thanks again for listening. Hope to see you again soon. Bye for now.